But if he is afraid of it and escapes, and so does not recognize, then on the ninth day the blood-drinking manifestation of the Vajra family will come to invite him. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the ninth day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Vajra family, called Blessed Vajra Haruka, will emerge from the eastern quarter of your brain and appear before you. His body is dark blue in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one blue. His six hands hold a vajra in the first on the right, a skull cup in the middle, and an axe in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup in the middle, and a plowshare in the last. His consort Vajra Krodishvari embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Vajrasattva with his consort, so have devotion. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam, and merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha in the Sambhogakaya.